Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop and trust your intuition. Through the wonderful array of guests we have on the show and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane and I'm your host for the podcast. And it is a lovely warm day here on the Gold Coast in Australia. And we have a very special guest today, Victoria. Now, Victoria comes from, hang on, I did have written down here, Washington. So it'll be a bit colder over there, I would imagine, Washington, D.C. in the USA. So it'll be a little bit cooler over there for her. And when we've just chatted before, we could see the difference because she's all rugged up, a lot warmer, and I'm just in a singlet T-shirt because it is a warm day over here. But we have something really special today, and it is all about manifesting miracles. Now, miracles are very widespread. We can have miracles that are really, really basic and gentle, and you can look at a flower as a miracle of life. And then we have those really big aha moments, those big miracle moments that come to us. So we are not working out exactly what miracle you want to create or manifest, but how you can do that in any way, shape or form. So today we have the lovely Victoria. I'm going to bring Victoria onto the show. Hi, Victoria. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Susan. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm looking forward to it. And we're going to rack your brains. We want to know the step-by-step way of how we can get these wonderful miracles. But I think it's not just manifesting the miracles. It's being aware of what a miracle is as well. But before we get into all that, I want you to explain a little bit to the listeners who you are and how you got to becoming a manifesting miracle guru, I suppose you'd like to call it.
In a nutshell, I was born in former Soviet Union in Ukraine and grew up there and immigrated to the United States about a quarter century ago, over 25 years. And since then have spent my time here. And growing up in a country that did not allow for travel at a time and being a child with very vivid imagination, I have envisioned myself in all of these incredible spots in the world. And looking back into my life, I'm sitting here and saying, I have been to those incredible spots of the world. I keep going to them. And understanding how it has happened for me, not always having money, not always knowing how, almost never knowing the how, but understanding fully how it has transpired has become a gorgeous gift I could then give to my clients. You know, whether it is homeschooling my children while becoming a top 1% agent during recession in the US, working 20 hours a week, traveling the world, or creating a company that I have now where we have incredible products and the apps and coaches. And everybody looks and says, well, how did you do it? And I always say, one miraculous step at a time. And I know that you, if you're listening to it, are not only able and capable of doing so, but you're called to do so because in the divine alignment, you're listening to this very episode.
Yes, I absolutely agree. It's just the synchronicity and how everything comes together. It's just amazing. And when we see and hear and become aware of these things, then we know that that's what we're meant to be or where we're meant to be or what we're meant to be hearing. And it's one of the things I've always said about your intuition. You'll get it in so many different ways. And all of a sudden you're listening to a podcast you didn't expect to listen to, and you're getting a completely different understanding of maybe what we're talking about. So that's what I'm really looking forward to today. So you have come back, you've come from the Ukraine to the United States. That would have been a huge, big jump. Did you come on your own or did you come with family? How did that turn out?
The first time around I came, I was the country just fell apart, and I had an opportunity to come and help my friend. I've always had very unique, now I call them psychic spiritual abilities and healing abilities, but I was unaware that that's what they were. I just knew that I could make people feel better, and so did those in my life. And so my friend, whose mom immigrated as the Soviet Union fell apart, Ukraine became independent, she married an American, and my friend lived with us for a while. And then when she came to the US, she had such a hard time with the culture shock that she became severely anorexic. And her mom said, listen, you know, you've graduated early. I was 17, you know, and she said, come over here. And if you find a way to get here, I will have you attend Santa Barbara College and high school at the same time to learn the language and then to practice it. That was my first trip to the US. I came all by myself. Then I went back to Ukraine and I went to the university. And 2 years into university studies, I actually met my husband, who happened to be also an American. And I had the most non-romantic, you know, proposal after dating for 6 months. He said, honey, it really is so much affordable for me to ask you to marry me than to come and keep coming and seeing you. So, you know, that's my joke. 27 years into it, 2 kids, you know, 5 animals, we're happy.
That sounds ideal as well. So yeah, because that's a huge move, and knowing you can do that, a lot of people don't realize that the what's involved in a move like that, in leaving a culture, a country, and going into a new one. So yeah, take my hat off to you. I was 2 and a half when I came to Australia, so from the UK. So yeah, I don't remember it, but I can imagine if you did it deliberately, like I didn't. I just came along with the family, like there was no choices for me. But if you did it as a choice, I think that's something to really take your hat off to. So well done. Now let's get stuck into this. Okay. All right. When we're talking about manifesting miracles, I guess I want to get an understanding for the listeners. First of all, what miracles are and what you class them as miracles, because you're the one who's helping us manifest them. So we want to get an understanding of what you call miracles, and then we want to get an understanding of what is manifesting. So first of all, what miracles are you talking about?
Now, beautiful question, Susan, and I think I would like to lay the foundation for answering that question of defining a miracle, because it'll help us then to look into step-by-step guidance of creating one. You know, for many years, I've been traveling the world and speaking on mindset. And about 2-3 years ago, I sat down and I said, okay, all of this is fantastic, but in English, right? And it's a journey of English being my third language. I think about words constantly and consistently. The word mindset does not mean that it is set. I was traveling and speaking about mind being an alive, expansive, vibrant energy present in every cell of our body, not just stuck to our brain, but expanding from the heart center, energized from our solar plexus of light, connecting to the mind as this phenomenal flow, giving steps to connecting to the mind, not the brain, disconnecting from the brain so that we can connect to the mind. And on that journey of teaching, I was learning. All of us know we learn the best when we teach. And I sat down and I said, okay, what is a mindset? You run around telling people it's not a set. It's a fluid, expansive energy. But in English, the set means also set of something. And there was such a gorgeous key in that. As I've looked at also what I've come to become very comfortable teaching on as the 6 mental faculties. What are faculties? We have 5 physical senses we perceive the world through, right? Touch, taste, see, hear, smell. 5 physical perceptions. And then we have 6 mental faculties that create or manifest our reality. And those 6 are perception, imagination, intuition, reason, memory, and will. So mindset is a set of 6 mental faculties. Only when these faculties are in harmony and working in alignment with divine mind, we experience life as a miracle. When they're in misalignment, when they're struggling, competing, or not activated, we experience life or moments of life as struggle. And so to answer your question, going back to Einstein, but within this frame of mind, right? Einstein said there are only two ways to live a life, either as if everything is a miracle or as if nothing is. And it's so important to understand that and to step into it and to give yourself a perception and a permission, a perception that everything could, is, and is expanding for you and through you as a miracle, maybe not a complete one yet. And then as you develop that perception, then and only then, you start imagining life as a miracle. And just like a tuning fork, if you want to think of a tuning fork, if you touch the tuning fork, it starts vibrating and sending a gorgeous sound off into the space. Our perception is our ability to receive. Our imagination is our ability to send. It creates a tuning fork of the reality. If we perceive life as a miracle, we imagine it as a further miracle. We become in tune with miraculous manifesting, and we welcome that third beautiful mental faculty that you are so gorgeously deepening with your podcast, which is intuition. So those are the first three of creating your miraculous life. And that's what it is, living life as a miracle, first by choice and discipline, then through awareness and awakening.
Well, sorry, I'm writing little notes as you go down because I found that really fascinating. And how you've explained it in a tuning fork way, that is really, really interesting. So once we have, I've just checked my notes.
Yes.
Once we've got the perception, how we're perceiving things, the other side is the imagination. And once we've got those in line, it comes into the intuition. Yes. So it brings it into that area. And I have to say, with how I talk about intuition, it's the same, but it's almost like upside down, because I tend to talk about intuition first, and how we get that is through our imagination and through our perception. So, and I see the perception and the intuition as almost imagination is almost like two sides of the brain, like you're saying. Like one is more of the spiritual side and one is more of the physical side, and we bring them together. Mm-hmm. So I love how you've explained that. That's really, really interesting. Mm-hmm. So now we're looking at miracles. Miracles are things that we perceive and we imagine. These are how we're living our life if we're in tune. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at those miracles can be, they're flowing through us. And of course, they're not going to flow through us if we're not believing in them or not seeing them for what they're worth. So am I right? Am I putting this forward the right way?
I love what you're saying, and I think it's very important for we live, you know, work with the laws, the universal laws. We live in this plane of existence working with the law of polarity. And the polarity has the opposite, you know, good, bad, it has ends. And the law of polarity, which is very important to master in this plane of existence in daily life, the law of polarity also seems to be really concerned about placement of either importance or order. And it's gorgeous. We want to learn it. We want to know how to prioritize our day. We want to know how to prioritize the time we put in different relationships. So it's a very important law. But it also can get us to a point of taking away from us a luxury of understanding that some things are not coming in the right or wrong order. They're there accessible for us depending on where we are. And it is beautiful for us to harmonize them. So when I talk of these six mental faculties, all of us access the mental mindset for manifesting from the faculty that we're most comfortable with and wired for. And I think it's important so that when, you know, your podcast family hears you and me, that they appreciate that this is not in any way a conflicting way to see these are the aspects of perception, of harmony, of six mental faculties. So I think it's important to kind of bring that piece and say, well, so what do? Do I develop intuition, or do I perceive now, or what, you know, how do I do that? And the answer is you do it intuitively. That's what intuition for, by leaning into the mental faculty that you're strongest with, developing others. And you know, I want to make sure that I'm very open and honest that when I say miracles, yes, I do mean a miracle of taking a shower and having running water. But also I'm talking a miracle of two of my clients that are the only two clients that have lived with the type of cancer that they have in the world beyond what they were given. That I'm talking about my nephew who was born with 5 heart conditions and was supposed to have a surgery 48 hours after his birth. And through incredible miracles of healing, not only he avoided the surgery, but by 6 months, we witnessed, and the word is witness, we witnessed miracles, all of those conditions were healed. Not only about a miracle of observing my little puppy, I can get choked up about observing my 2-year-old doodle because she's such a miracle in my life, and I perceive it with such capacity, then I can turn around and say, if this miracle is possible, then it is possible for me to take 3 months off every month, to take 6 months off every year. How is it possible? So that's what I want to bring into our awareness. The more we look at every moment of life as miracle of possibility, the more we feel that we are a miracle of possibility, and the more we then feel worthy of creating some of the most magnificent miracles to unfold through us. So when I talk of imagination, the word imagination is gorgeous. You go to some of the seminars and you will, personal growth and development seminars, and you will often hear the language of dream big. And I think it's gorgeous. But here is the catch-22. None of us can out-dream our self-image. Imagination is a reflection of our self-image. And our self-image is a reflection of our connection with the self-worth of who we are. That's when there the faculty of memory comes in. If I allow myself to remember myself as an infinite light, as the being of divine potential, as being worthy of love without earning it. If I step into the memory of eternity within me, then I will awaken to a self-worth that is not limited by my performance. So I remember, and then I imagine. And so that's so important to understand that there's no, and we go through them, through these faculties from one to another, continually harmonizing them in the best and highest way, to create a pathway, a guide to manifesting miracles. And so when and if you're ready, I will give us those step by step.
Okay, and I really like how you've added the possibility. So the miracle, and when you're saying about miracles flowing through, it wasn't resonating. I mean, it was, but it wasn't resonating. But when you say the miracle of the possibility, that you add that word to it, it becomes just so all-encompassing. It just becomes so nurturing, and you can get that such a deeper understanding with it, because miracles are the possibility, and we do forget that. And something as simple as looking at your puppy, or something as profound as a healing, you know, from what you were talking about, is they're all miracles in their own way, but they're all possibilities of even more, and allowing more to come through. So I really, really like how you've said that. Okay, let's go through those steps. Now it's all up to you.
Yes, wonderful. And please, please, please pause me, stop me, and interrupt me because I'm sure it'll be a guidance and a gift so that I don't ramble on. Okay, so it's fascinating to me, Susan, because it's an intuition podcast, and your queen, your host, is incredibly intuitive. Of all the, you know, blah, 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 blah I've been sharing, she picks up the word possibility. Why is it so important? It's actually quite touching, quite glorious to observe that. About a year and a half ago, my branding coach said, you do so many things, but we need to brand you as something. I said, okay, I don't know what that means, but what do you want me to do? She said, well, why don't you come up with, like, you know, what are you? Are you a miracle coach? Are you manifesting? You know, what are you? I said, okay. So I wrote to all of my clients. I actually I sent an email and I put it on, you know, in my group. And I said, hey, guys, I've grown my business organically for a couple of decades. Everybody who's come into my life came as a referral. And I said, now, when you refer me to somebody, what do you tell people that I do? Like, I do a lot of things. What do you tell people? And then I spent, as the answers came in, I spent a couple of very vulnerable days. You know, I get emotional saying it, because while stories were different, the theme went through, I didn't think it was possible for me, and now I'm here. I didn't think it was possible for me to get out of debt, and now my business is thriving. I didn't. And so I actually trademarked my title as possibility coach. So of all of that, when you say possibility is a big thing, it warms my heart, because that is a path of possibility. You see, all of us believe that something great is possible for someone, somewhere. And we invite that reality into that life when we build a bridge of possibility by adding a very simple for me. You know, in all of us, no matter how successful, no matter how fulfilled, for all of us, there is a little scared voice inside that sticks its head out, or sometimes screams on top of its lungs, saying, are you sure that you are good enough for this? So we do our vision boards, you know, we plaster our visions, or we write our lists to manifest. But if we don't listen and love and heal that little scared voice, it will trump. It will prevail. The ignored wound creates our reality much faster than the healed miracle. So there's the first step for all of us, is the step of awareness of where that little scared self is, and an immense amount of love towards it. Many, many years ago, a client came to me and said, I can't commit. You know, I'm terrified of committing, because every time I commit, I let people down. I started giving her practical tips of these are the steps to commitment. But what came through intuitively first, and now with years of experience has become a part of this step-by-step guide, is, listen, you are already committed. All of us are incredibly committed. The question is, are we committed to the scared self or to the sacred self? Every moment of the day, we live out of a commitment to one of those two parts of who we are, either the scared self or the sacred self. Now, quite miraculously, if you look at the words, you will quickly observe that they're the same letters, with letter C being moved, and I call it the C of commitment. So your first step is the step of awareness throughout every day. During a day, as you observe your emotion, as you observe your actions without judgment, but with curiosity and with love, you ask yourself two questions. Question number one, is this a decision of my scared self, or my sacred self? You'll know the answer immediately. And if the answer is, it's a decision I'm making from my scared self, you're going to hold yourself and you're going to say, I got you. You're not doing it alone. I got you. And now that you know I got you and I hear you, I'm going to commit to the sacred choice. And then the second question becomes, what is the sacred choice, a sacred solution for this situation that I'm now observing? Now, please understand, as a being of divine light, no matter how advanced your intuitive abilities are, your subconscious mind will answer the question you ask it. So if you ask it a question, what is the most sacred solution to this situation? Or what is the sacred step to create a miraculous outcome? As you pause, the question will either arrive immediately, or it'll arrive to you and through you as you take shower, or you will wake up in the middle of the night. You do not force the answer. You simply open the faucet and you trust that the answer will flow in its divine timing. So awareness and alignment. Step one, awareness. Am I scared or am I sacred? Step two, alignment. By choosing which question to ask, how do I align? What is this? What is the most sacred solution for this situation? And what you're going to find then, we're going to go to be very practical now, because from awareness and alignment, we go into action, 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 action that leads to abundance. And so the next couple steps that I will be giving you in the fall of manifesting are all very important, but they cannot be asked or they cannot be done without awareness and without the alignment. Why? Because very often we don't get what we want because we don't want what we think we want. Somebody else wanted it for us. And either out of guilt or out of competition or out of not knowing who we are or what we really want, we try to force manifest something that is out of alignment with us. So keeping the awareness and alignment as the first two separate steps, we're going to go back to the first point of that third step is you've got to know what you want. And to know what you really want, there are four questions that I recommend you write down. You time yourself for 3 to 5 minutes without skipping each one, because each one of them will speak to different aspects of who you are, and you answer them. So the first question you will write down is very simple. What is it that I want? Now, it's very important not to pre-qualify that. You want not only good things to come out, but things that are questionable, right? When a client comes to me and says, I want to lose weight, a client is talking about a very small part of them, because there is a part of them who wants to eat the same way they do now. There's a part of them that wants to eat more ice cream and more chocolate. If that part is not heard, by the way, I love both. So, you know, it's possible. It's possible to be fit, fabulous, and indulge yourself. It's all possible. But you've got to listen to everything you want. It's okay. Nobody's going to spy on you. Your spiritual ego is going to take a checkout and it's not going to judge you. What is it that you want? Do you want more money? Write it down. I just freaking want more money. I'm not worried about how it's perceived by the world. You know what else? I want to go to these countries. I want to look this way. No, it's not shallow. Everything that you want has to come out on that piece of paper without judgment. Okay, that's step number one. Step number two, you've written that list. You're going to write the second question. What is it that I want the most? You cannot skip one, because it has to come through you to open you to the answer to this question. So think of it this way. If there's a lot of stuff laying on top of your favorite little piece of clothing, it's very hard to get to it. So you want to take it all out of the closet to get to that one beautiful piece you want. So if the first exercise gets out everything you want, you think you want, you've been taught you want, the culture tells you you want, then you get to what is it that I want the most. And you find those things, you write them down. The third question, gorgeous question. What outcomes do I want? Because when we want something, when we want to manifest something, we confuse the things we want to manifest, with the feelings we want these things to create in our life. And because we haven't given ourselves space to know the difference, we sometimes are stuck creating these things and not getting these feelings and wondering why. So that, do you guys see I'm going between awareness and alignment all the time? You become aware, you become aligned. You become aware, you become aligned. So the third question is, what outcomes do I want the most? What are the outcomes? If you did write one more money, why? So I feel safe and secure. So I feel stable and protected. So I can spend time with my family. So that I can go and see the world without wondering where and how and is it possible for me. So what are the outcomes you want? And then the fourth question. This is our golden ticket. Once again, we cannot pull the golden ticket without clearing the energy through these other questions. What outcome do I want the most? This might become a very emotional point, because maybe for the very first time, you've given yourself a permission to really know what it is that you want. Not the scared part, but the sacred part of you. That sacred part of you, that is what it wants for you and through you. For this particular moment, once you've gotten that outcome, then we start a creation and we say, what would my life truly be if I had this outcome in my life now? And then you can use very different ways of manifesting that you've known before. There's no wrong way to manifest. There's endless, infinite right way. Or you can follow the simple next steps that I usually follow and I teach my clients to. Once you have that outcome, I usually write, I'm so happy and grateful now that this outcome is in my life and my life looks this way. I describe it from every possible aspect. Before I go to bed, I fall asleep in that outcome. I feel what it feels like, what it looks like to be in the outcome of already having it. Why before I go to sleep? Because when you drift away, the first 4 hours of your sleep, your subconscious mind actively is building neural receptors for the last vision you have given it. And if it builds those neural receptors for that vision, when you wake up in the morning, your faculty of perception is tuned much more to perceive opportunities, possibilities, and connections to bring you closer to that outcome. So you went to bed in the feeling of that outcome you want. You woke up and you're going to ask one question. Once again, questions are a superb method of manifestation. Asking you shall receive is not about ask for things and get them. Ask the question wisely because you receive accordingly. So when you wake up and you wake up already with some ideas after 2 or 3 days, because you've been in that feeling falling asleep and you're rewiring your subconscious mind so much faster. But when you wake up in the morning, you're going to ask yourself, what is one decision I am to make or one action I am to take today to expand this, whatever, once I use the word outcome for the lack of knowing what it is you're manifesting, to have this reality in my life now? And you intuitively pause and ponder, and you receive that one teeny tiny decision or action step. I believe in 3-minute miracles. If it takes longer than 3 minutes, you might start draining your energy. Follow through until the drain of energy. So don't push yourself into draining your energy. Stay in the miracle of creating energetically. So what is that one decision I need to make, or one action I need to take in order to expand into this miracle of reality I'm creating? And that's what you do. That's your first action step for the day. And once you've accomplished it, very important, to that point say, okay, I have done the most important thing I am to do today, everything else I get to do is a bonus. And all of a sudden, your list of things you had to do is no longer weighing on you heavily, preventing you from creating a life of miracles. But it's a bonus. Why? Because you've already accomplished the most beautiful, simple, empowering step towards creating the reality of your dreams. It is a simple, profound, incredibly miraculous process. We do not control the results. We're open to receive the best and highest, most beautiful, miraculous alignment for us and through us. We're simply acknowledging that it is possible for us to do one tiny, small, empowering step practically to connect to that vision that we've created energetically before we go to bed. And that is step by step leaning into continually creating from the place of miraculous awareness. And of course, the last quote unquote step would be to keep track of your miracles with immense gratitude, right? We have two separate gorgeous keepsakes, but you don't have to have them. We have Manifest Me Journal and Miracle Me Journal. One is red, one is blue for two different chakras. Once again, you don't have to have them, but you want to have an ability to track what you manifest so that you're aware through it, and even more importantly, to track the miracles as it comes through for you. And that continually tunes you in more and more and more to expanding the different beautiful, beautiful opportunities for you.
Oh, I was just in awe of that. Thank you, Victoria. Oh, look, the way you've put that forward is just amazing. There's so many things. Because I live in intuition, basically. I'm talking about it, reading about it, you know, doing everything with it, that you just take it for granted. You do take it for granted in a beautiful way, not in a nasty way, but in a beautiful way. And even just you're breaking those steps right down to something as basic as that, but as profound as that, is amazing. And that's what people need. They need to get... Because I do tend to go off on tangents. I do tend to go off on different ways. I mean, I've broken it down to a real simple ask. I can't even remember it now. But what you were saying, because what you've said is just stuck in my head. Asking and living in that pace, being in that space before you go to bed. One of the ways I've explained it to people is ask a question before you go to bed. Ask the question, put it out there. If you don't put it out there, you're not going to get the information, or you are going to get it, but you're not going to understand the information you're getting. When you put a question out there or you live in that moment, like you were saying, you do get those answers. I always get mine in the shower. I'd go for a morning walk and then I'd have my shower. I always get my answers in the shower. And like you say, you only have a shower. It's usually less than 3 minutes or a quick shower. So you don't have to dwell on it. It comes to you naturally. And I love how you've explained that. It's beautiful. But I want to go next on to, we've got, oh, no, what I did do, you know, when I was writing down all the notes. Okay, me and my notes. The six mental faculties, I just wanted to go through, because I got a few of them, but I've missed one. Mm-hmm. I've got perception, memory, will, intuition, imagination, and there was another one.
Reason.
Okay.
Right. Reason, and for some of us, present company included. Yes, I have a book coming out that's called Intuition. I'm one of the 17 authors in the Intuition book, but could have written a book that's called A Gazillion Million Plus Times I've Ignored My Intuition Because I Chose My Reason, right? I'm like, yeah, that little chapter is really good, but it's just a teeny tiny window into the reality of, and so reason is an incredible faculty, because reason either gives you a reason to live out of scared or to live out of sacred. So, yes. So important to know where you are. And if you're living out of scared, it will reason against your intuition. I've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars in business deals because my logical statistical mind looked at the piece of paper and it looked fantastic. And the little voice said, walk away. And I was like, come on, don't you see this, right? And so it was for me a journey of saying, wait a minute, I'm going to find reasons to listen to my intuition versus reasons to talk over it. That's number one. And number two, reason comes in is where we either live because of something. We say, I can't do this because, or very damaging to manifestation program. As soon as then, if then, as soon as I make this much money in business, then I will get to do these things. We don't think of them as a limiting belief, but that is a reason that reasons against your creative ability. It says, because of A, you have to endure B. Because of hardships, you have to do this. When you hear yourself think that way, you've got to pause and say, oh, wait a minute. Instead of life happening because or not happening because of these things, you be the cause. I am the cause. I am going to be the reason to change the situation. Now, what is the one decision I am to make or one action I am to take to shift me out towards the most sacred situation now, right? So it's all coming back to that. So we've already pulled the reason into the questioning, but it's so important to just say, I am the cause. And what comes very loud for me speaking intuitively right now is that, I love affirmation. I speak affirmations. I breathe affirmations. I have apps with affirmations. But sometimes you're not quite ready to go from why is this happening to me to my life is miraculous. The gap is a little bit too big. But you can't go from releasing why is this happening to me to a question, what if it were possible for me? Just throw a question out. You know, what if it were possible? And you leave it there. And that is enough of a miracle to have start bringing you questions. So maybe you're not at a point, I don't know what it is, because my most recent book was Prosper Me on Money. Money's at the forefront of my head. So maybe right now you say, I don't see how it's possible for me, pick a number, to make 100,000 a year, a month, a day. I don't know what it is, a year. Maybe, so you don't have to ask, how is it possible? Or affirm, it is possible for me while you're sweating bullets inside. You're just going to throw a question into the universe. What if it were possible? And be surprised as all of a sudden possibility seeds start sprouting through you. And it's effortless. You're not forcing. You're empowering the growth.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, wow. That is amazing. But we are getting a bit low on time. And I actually want to quickly talk about your free masterclass coming up. It is on manifestmiracles.me. So manifestmiracles.me, you'll be able to find it there. And I have to say that because we have it going on the ticker tape and I keep forgetting to tell people. So we have to make sure I verbalize it. But what is this free master? Got a couple of minutes. What is this free masterclass coming up? What's it all about?
Yes. So first of all, what I would love to share is a piece of my heart because you've put me E so beautifully correctly spelled as little M big E. So thank you. It's incredible. You're my first most incredible host that did not correct to the little M big E. Why it's so important? Because this is a vision of who I believe you and I are. We are all a miracle. I believe that with every fiber of my being. And if we can talk about the probability of the right sperm meeting the right egg with the two right people is 1 in 400 quadrillion times. There's less probability of you as a human being created than there is of the universe being created. I just want to pause there. So you're a miracle. Because you're a miracle, little M stands for mortal matter materially manifesting. And E stands for eternal energy expanding essentially. So manifestmiracles.me is a masterclass that frees you through healing technique to be the miracle that you are. So you create a life worthy of a miracle that you are. We're going to remove the block to free every single one of your mental faculties and empower you to step into the birthright of being a miracle.
Whoa, okay. And when's that free masterclass coming up? I've jumped onto the website and had a look. We're just putting down emails to start with because it's still coming through.
Yes, the masterclass is being recorded within the next 2 weeks. It's not going to be timed. It's going to be recorded and released so that the second it is released, you will have access to it. So you don't have to worry about scheduling it. You don't have to worry to be present for it. You're going to have free, full access to it before February 7th for sure.
Okay, well, cool. That's really good. So jump onto manifestmiracles.me. And yes, I do understand the capitals and the, because I used to do intuition with IN in capitals, because intuition is the inner tuition that we're getting, not the external tuition that we're getting. And I used to do the same and everyone would go, oh, you've got a capital M. And it's like, no, I know it's meant to be the N. Okay, forget it. Don't worry about it. Too
hard. Oh, I'll be quoting you, Susan. I'll be now quoting you as the intuition. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, look, thank you so much for being on the show, Victoria. It has been really wonderful. And you're right up there with all the big names like Brené Brown, and you've been on shows with her or stage with her. It's wonderful. Guys, just amazing. Jump onto manifestmiracles.me. You're going to really love it. Get your name down on there. But I have to say goodbye. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for creating this beautiful space. You're healing so many hearts, and I want to honor you for it.
Oh, thank you. That's the whole plan. It's the love of giving. I just love it. Yeah. Thank you, Victoria. I'll take you off there. Hey, oops, no, hang on, press the wrong button. Try this one. Getting better at the buttons now. Hey guys, jump on, have a look at manifestmiracles.me. You won't be disappointed. Pop your name down on the list and then you'll be able to have a look at these. And you don't have to be there. I love it. You don't have to be there at a certain time. Do it when it suits you. And you'll get that. You'll get that understanding. You'll get that aha moment as you come through. Still got the little banner going down at the bottom, so I'll take that one off. And subscribe, like, share the podcast. I forgot to do that earlier. It's a new year, 2023, and we're loving where we're going here with the new year. And my goal in the podcast for this year is all about giving you tips and tricks, you know, like these step-by-step understandings, because the way somebody breaks them down will be different to the way I break it down, and you're going to get so much learning and understanding through it. So subscribe to the podcast, share, like, and all the rest of it. I'm going now because I'm over chatting again, as I usually do, and I will see you all next week. Have a great year. Have a great week. Bye for now.